Ron, when you study the scripture, there's really no getting around the fact that joy is a choice. It's a gift from God, of course, but anyone can open that gift and claim it as their very own.
That's exactly right, Brian. You know, it's one of the things Satan tries to fool us into forgetting. As we all know, Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And the joy of our salvation, the joy of the Lord, is one of his first targets. He does it in two ways. First, he tempts us to sin, which is just another way of saying he offers us a variety of other things to choose instead of choosing God's free gift of joy. No matter what the sin is, the devil's marketing strategy is sin is fun. Sin will make you feel happy and feel free. These are what I call joy stealers, and they come in many forms. But make no mistake about it, Satan knows exactly where we are weak. He's been studying us. Now, it's different for each of us. All of us are more tempted by some things than others. And Satan will exploit that and tempt us precisely when and where we're weak. Next, after we've sinned, he tries to make us feel guilt and self-condemnation about choosing the very thing he offered us in the first place. And yes, some of that conviction of sin leads to repentance. But the devil wants us to believe that we've messed up so badly that God will never give us our joy back. And that's not true either. A joy can always be rechosen and reclaimed. Joy is always available. So if anyone out there is feeling guilty from the mistakes of your past, if anyone is feeling bitter, depressed, or angry about the circumstances of life, God wants you to know that joy is still there for the taking. Simply choose it. Repent of your sins, turn away from your wicked ways, and then choose joy over guilt. Walk in joy and in the forgiveness that you have in Jesus Christ. Choose joy over bitterness and depression. Simply ask the Lord, as David did in Psalm 51, to return you to the joy of his salvation. And for those of you who may never have experienced the joy of that salvation, you can have that as well. All you have to do is place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and you can do that right now.